watch it for you. Be there 20 minutes. So she had to go find pairs for her pants, and she brought them over. We had to go to lunch. And then it started, and then it's like an hour after we left, and that horrible snowstorm came. And I just kept thinking, when we got stuck in that thing.
Yeah, Thursday was our
Yeah. Yeah. How many schools are in here? You know?
No.
I was going to look and try to see. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He thinks he's... I think they told him he was running a relay Saturday from McKay.
I'm thinking if there's any relays, he was like, you know?
I said, what relay are you running? He said, a mile. He said, have you ever let me know each from store? I don't think that's a thing. I believe that it was 16 times around the track in a relay. Somebody carried the baton four times around the track. That doesn't sound right to me. I think the most is two times around the track. So are you sure? That doesn't sound right to me. Yeah.
All right, you are up and running, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the April 4th meeting of Orville City Council. If everyone would stand, please, we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Geraldo Nunes from Salem Mennonite Church.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I thank for these men and women that are here. I just ask, Lord, that you help them to make wise decisions to help these community, Lord, to drive. I ask that your Holy Spirit will be with them, and with their family, and always, Lord. Everything I pray and I ask, in the name of your Son Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shue.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Korfman.
Here.
Lorson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our March 21st meeting. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance?
I move we adopt the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Abstain.
Sorry.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance. Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. At the utility board meeting last Monday, it was decided that the power cost adjustment will be unchanged for the next quarter. Other than that, I have no report.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing to report.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shue.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have nothing, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel,
Mr.
Wilson.
Mr. President. Nothing to report here either.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative report. Mayor Handler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to just in advance thank
any groups around town that will be helping with the community cleanup. That's coming up here in usually about the third week of April. I know that was mentioned in Orview's this past week, and so we certainly want to help do that as much as we can, and also certainly thank those groups that do that. Of course, none of them would have to do that if people just wouldn't throw so much trash out. I don't know why we can't get that message across any better, but we do have certain areas in town that over the winter do tend to collect just from blowing and those sorts of things when we have weather like we had this past weekend. So hopefully those things will get cleaned up and we'll be all ready for spring and summer here pretty quick. Also, our City Hall renovation is coming along very well. It's pretty construction-y out there right now for those of you that just got here to the meeting. The stone company came Saturday and set up a pretty elaborate scaffolding system all the way up the steps there, and that work started today. And they're actually hoping to be finished with that possibly by Friday. I would say probably more like early next week, but so the end is coming. The paint is almost finished. That crew is still here today, but they'll probably finish up in the next day or so with that. So it is moving along, and we're just about done. And I believe that is all I have for tonight.
Thank you. Our safety service director was excused this evening. Mrs. Ensley, do you have anything to report?
I do not. Thank you.
Thank you. And our utilities director is gallivanting around Europe. Hopefully ISIS doesn't find him and lose him for us. Anyone have any report for him this evening? No? Our finance director, Mrs. Strimlin, is also out this evening. That leaves us with our loan director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I have no official report this evening, but there was an article in the paper concerning how much money we had saved this winter with not having to plow and not use so much salt. I hope that that holds true and that the weather we've had the last couple days doesn't get any worse and make a reason for our trucks to go out with salt again. But this has been a surprise to me. I suppose I should get used to it. I mean, we had winter and then we had a week of spring and now we're back to winter again. But it's fun to live in Orville. We have no old business for this evening. We will move to new business. Mr. Orson.
Resolution number 1016. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Carpenter.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Gasparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Jupe?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution number 1016, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2016 or 2017 Ford Interceptor Sedan V6 all-wheel drive police cruiser, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contract as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, or alternatively, to advertise for bids and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchase and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Anything for us on this one?
This is an annual resolution when we have a police cruiser in the budget. And again, we have the 2016 or 2017 because the model years sometimes roll over. So whatever model they can get is the model year. It is replacing a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria that has 154,000 miles on it. At this time, we're not trading it in. We'll actually replace another car that we have, probably in the service department, that is in worse shape, and then we would get rid of that car in the service department.
Anyone have any comments? Go ahead.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Vance.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
I move that resolution number 1016 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Asparis.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution number 1116. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Resolution number 1116. A resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract and or contracts for engineering services for the Market Street resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Anything for us on this one?
This is our typical engineering resolution. I think everyone's aware that we're looking at resurfacing Market Street from Mill to Crown Hill, and this would allow us to enter into a contract with Engineering Associates for them to begin work on the plans.
Should at least be some cheers or something.
Will this be without bids?
We typically do not bid engineering. When the actual project is constructed, we will come back with legislation to go out for bid on the actual construction.
Any other questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 1116 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Shoup.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
That finishes our new business for this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight? I'd like to congratulate Mr. Larson. He had a nice show of his photography work the other day, and I was impressed. I know you were talented, but your talent really shone at that, and I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. It's a great community service for Heartland Point to make that space available for artists and whatnot. So it's a great opportunity, and thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I move we adjourn.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Shoup.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending. Our meeting is now adjourned.
Cruiser had an oscillating hemolator intake on it.
Yes, it does.
Wow,
that would have just been me.
She would have said just like yours.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had their He was last in the boys, but in front of all the girls. Right. And he's on a 7th lap of 8 laps.